Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. The holiday season is upon us, and for so many women, it can feel like we're suddenly thrust into the role of circus performer, juggling countless balls in the air at the same time. Between work deadlines, family obligations, and the added pressure of holiday preparations, it's so easy to feel overwhelmed. But what if I told you this bustling time of year could actually be your perfect opportunity for personal growth and development? As someone who's navigated major life transitions, I want to share some actionable advice on how you can not only survive the holiday season, but use it as a kickstart for your personal and professional growth. One, the art of ruthless prioritization. First things first, not every holiday tradition needs to be upheld. It's a time to take a hard look at your to-do list and ask yourself, does this truly bring me joy or value? If the answer is no, it might be time to let it go. Remember, saying no to one thing means saying yes to something else, perhaps something more aligned with your personal goals. So as an action, make a list of your holiday commitments. Rank them in order of importance and the joy they bring. Be prepared to gracefully decline the bottom-ranked items. My next tip is to carve out me time. In the whirlwind of holiday activities, it is crucial to schedule time for yourself. Even 15 minutes a day dedicated to self-reflection or learning can make a big difference. I found that early mornings work best for me. There's something magical about those quiet hours before the rest of the world wakes up. So your action, block out a specific time each day for your personal development. Treat this time as sacred as you would any other important meeting. My third tip, make personal growth a family affair. Who says personal development has to be a solo journey? Share your goals and aspirations with your family. Not only will it create accountability, but it might also inspire your loved ones to set their own goals and do their own personal growth. So an action step is to share one personal goal you're working towards with your family and invite them to do the same. You might be really surprised at the support and the ideas that come out. My fourth tip, embrace good enough. Perfection is often the enemy of progress. And during the holidays, it's especially important to give yourself permission to do things imperfectly. As one dear friend always says, perfectly imperfect. Think about the homemade gift. It doesn't have to be worthy of a magazine spread. Your house doesn't need to look like a showroom for holiday guests. So an action here, identify one area where you tend to strive for perfection. Challenge yourself to aim for good enough instead, and then notice how that feels. And my final tip, transform dead time into learning time. During the holidays, many people travel, and waiting in long lines doesn't have to be wasted time. Use those moments as opportunities for learning. Get a podcast ready that you can listen to. Maybe dive into an audiobook about personal growth. So your action is to download a few podcasts or an audiobook related to your personal or professional development goals. Have them ready for your commute or have it playing while you're wrapping gifts. Remember, the goal isn't about adding more to your plate during an already busy season. Instead, it's about being intentional with your time and energy. Focus on what truly matters to you and your growth. As we navigate this holiday season, let's reframe our perspective. Instead of seeing it as a stressful period to be endured, let's view it as a unique opportunity for growth and transformation. After all, if you can make progress towards your goals during the busiest time of year, imagine what you can achieve when things calm down. If you're feeling inspired to take your personal and professional development to the next level in the coming year, I'd love to support you. Book a call with me and let's talk about your specific circumstances. From there, we'll figure out where you want to go and we'll start to move you forward. It's not just about surviving these holidays. It's about using it as a springboard for your year ahead.